All right, Cole, what are we doing this week?
Gary, come into my radiatorium. Here. Okay, cool.
Radiatorium.
Yeah. No, I'm adding more and more specific rooms to this improbable mansion that I apparently live in.
Well, yeah, you know the kind of money you make.
Well, yeah.
As somebody who clears a little bit over 1K on Patreon per month, split among like 10 people,
yeah.
and a bunch of operating costs, you can clearly afford as many rooms as you like.
I know, right? I live, the richest Saudi kings are jealous of me.
Yes.
Yeah. They're all like, damn, Cole got it going.
Damn
is what the Saudi kings say. Dang. But over here, so last week with our spy versus spy conversation, I got really interested in the means and methods of spycraft. Okay.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Gary, are you familiar with number stations?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. So I've got my pad written down here, and what we're gonna do? I'm gonna flip this on, and this like so somebody from Germany is going to tell us what our next game is.
Somebody from Germany.
I know, right?
Isn't that whole area just a little?
No, it's okay.
just a little bit.
I mean, if I thought this was going to go perfect, I wouldn't do it. Okay.
Okay.
So here we go. Let's. Oh, this is just a Wilco album.
Oh. Oh, hey.
Hey, you want some? Yeah. You want some smooth dad rock jams?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Fell in love with the drummer.
Yeah. I like that song a lot.
Yeah, it's a good song, but it's real. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
It's a little slight.
Oh, why don't we just play Air Fortress?
Oh, okay. That's,
cool. Yeah.
That's fine. It's fine. They're the makers of Kirby.
Yes, the makers of Kirby before they found that Kirby jamness.
Yeah, the one tough cream puff.
Is that how they advertised Kirby?
Yeah, there used to be commercials back in when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. It's like he's one tough cream puff.
That's German, right? Isn't that whole region kind of?
Cream puff?
Oh, we already did that, huh?
Yeah. That whole region is just a little... who are you?
My name is Cole Ross.
Yep, this is Gary Butterfield of Abject Suffering.
Yes, where we play bad games. Why are you doing this to us?
Yeah, this game is fine.
Yeah, this game is like serviceable. I think we could, I think over the course of the next roughly half hour, we may enumerate our opinions on this and then maybe go off topic in a crazy tangent.
Yeah, because Air Fortress. So the first thing when I was just like, this is like the only fortress that doesn't have air. And then when I went on GameFAQs, lo and behold, there's about 24 aspiring internet comedians making that same joke. And I felt like a real idiot.
Yep.
Like it is just, I was just like, ha ha. Like, look at this observation I made. And then just.
Story 6 out of 1. It's in space.
Yeah, all over.
I'm happy you fell on that grenade.
Yeah, it was just, you know, and I didn't think it was going to be original or anything. It wasn't I was like, okay, I got a tight half hour planned about how Air Fortress doesn't contain air. You know, I wasn't gonna, you know, starting with an introductory paragraph and 3 strong arguments and a conclusion.
Yeah.
I just, you know, was going to make a joke about it. And then I went online and just like all these yahoos did it.
You know, I think that is where the due diligence that we bring to the table really, really benefits, not just us, but the listeners.
Yeah. Yeah. We do our research. We do our Google searching. Yeah. I know that we usually do game facts at the end, but just because I have it open, like one of these that makes that point, the review is called "Give Me Space as I Lick Your Face." It's just the name of the review, but there's nothing in the content that would suggest a title that colorful.
Yeah.
it's just talking about how it's a misnomer to the second degree.
the second degree.
What does that mean?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's more severe than a first degree.
Yeah, first degree misnomer.
Yeah.
Crimes of misnomer.
Yeah.
Missubmariners.
You know, if some... Gary, if Denomont, the poor, that's not how that's spelled, doesn't take this seriously, who is going to?
Yeah, this guy. this motherfucker.
Yeah. this guy right here.
Yeah, this guy right here.
Yeah, this asshole.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
What's Air Fortress like?
So Air Fortress is kind of like if you took a version of Gradius that had no enemies and yep. mixed it together with a very floaty, stripped down, not atmospheric Metroid. And then you alternated between the two of them.
Kind of. It's not very Metroid. It's more like puzzle rooms. Like the rooms are little action challenges.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like a really slow floaty Meat Boy or something. Yes. Like where you just have to get from one end to the other.
Mm-hmm.
This is really easy and boring though. Like it's fine, but man, is it bland. Like everything has like the corners shaved off, you know, like your little cherubic little guy.
Yeah.
And everything's got these big roundies.
Big
you know, like yeah, it's just, yeah, it's just,
you have your yeah. lost in space robots.
Yeah, yeah, it's very soft.
Mm-hmm.
It's a soft game.
Yeah, I feel like this comes from a time when the prevailing ethic was like, let's make this, let's boost as much variety into this as possible. Like if they had, you know, made and shipped more than 385 copies of this to America, I could see the ad campaign being like two games in one.
Yeah.
Have you ever wondered how Samus got to the places?
No.
No, I haven't.
There's a little cutscene in Super Metroid. We get it. She flies there.
Yeah, in a ship.
Yeah. It's like, I don't wonder how, like, you know, when you sit down and you watch, like, a TV show and everyone's at work making jokes, you're not like, how'd they get there? They drove. Nothing happened.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't
you're
know about this game.
You're a stickler for ontology.
Yeah, all cinema verite, you know, just constant. Everything needs to be a single shot, like an episode of 24.
Yeah, it has to be. Okay, so Birdman has made waves and won the Academy Awards. Everything has to be one single shot. I'm down with this.
Yeah, I still haven't seen that movie, even though it's like it is contentious. I know you really like it. Mm-hmm. And then other people I know got really mad at it.
Oh.
And then so. Yeah. I'm curious about it, though.
I don't want to build it up because I think going into it with a minimum of expectations can benefit it just because that gives it time to surprise and delight you.
Yeah. It's supposed to be a little goofy.
Yeah.
A little less surprising.
Yeah. You know, we do things a little bit differently here as we adapt Raymond Carver. What's that?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a little bit Portland.
Yeah.
It's just a little bit crazy. I do want to see that. Yeah. The awards. Words just happened.
Mm-hmm.
The let's
talk about the snubs and the flubs. Let me see here. Shift my papers
all
around.
American snipers don't have a home anymore.
Ooh boy!
Like they didn't get an award. Those poor little snipies.
The liberal Hollywood elite. Let me tell you this, right?
Yeah. I got something in my crock hole.
Well,
can we put 60 seconds on the clock?
Okay. Okay, we're going to have the shot clock here. 3, 2, 1, go.
So America's Hollywood liberal media, right?
Yep.
They'll honor a real creep like Jake Gyllenhaal's Nightcrawler.
Yeah.
But they won't honor a real hero like our American sniper who shot people we don't like.
I know.
Is up with that?
Like, you think about it, shooting, that is a neutral act. If he shot good people, if he shot people we liked, we'd be mad at him, but he shot people we don't like, so he should... Where's his parade?
The sniper doesn't kill people, bullets kill people.
Right.
So, like, are you going to get mad at an inanimate object?
You know, shooting somebody is like cheating. If it's not in the same zip code, it doesn't count.
Exactly. And if you're going to get mad at that, it's like, oh, all these layoffs happened. I have this piece of paper that details it. I might as well blame the staple that kept them together, because if the staple wasn't there, all this stuff would have fallen apart.
Yep.
Yeah. So what's going on with that? Atlas Shrugged continued to be ignored.
Yep. Part 3, which I think contractually, so they tried to Kickstarter it, contractually it has to contain the entirety of John Galt's speech, which when read aloud at a good clip, clocks in at about 90 minutes.
Which is very funny. Like that was one of my favorite things to have happened to that. Like, oh, that was a bad stretch goal. It was to get the rights. It wasn't a stretch goal. But like, I like the idea of them just being like, no, we'll include it. And just like, oh, fuck.
Just turn it into like a flash animated explainer video.
Yeah. Or just have it running in like a ticker tape on the bottom, like a stock quote during the entire movie.
Yeah.
Like while unrelated explosions and plot go on.
Yeah. So We're grateful for your service, even if we disagree with the cause.
Well, yeah, if there are any American snipers listening,
yeah,
like you're fine. Yeah. I don't. You know, I'm not saying that like snipers can't be.
Yeah.
You know, I'm wary of art that celebrates the sniping art.
You're wary of hagiography as it pertains to a flawed human being.
Yes.
And a morally questionable situation.
Yeah. Yes. A necessary evil at best.
Yes.
That is celebrated as an unequivocal good.
Gary, I think we can all agree that Hollywood should be renamed Holly Weird.
Yeah. Or Holy Shitwood. Yo. Or like.
Holy
Shitwood.
I think we should rename it Hollywood of Holly Could.
Yeah. We'll name it Holly Could.
Name it Cool World.
Bring it back to Cool World, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Noids. Noids and tunes. They don't fuck. If you're gonna make love to any of the Air Fortress's characters, which one would you do?
It would have to be the
Mary Kill.
Fuck Mary Kill. Can all three be the Lost in Space robot?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, like, simultaneously.
Depending on the order.
Okay.
It could be like a Phil Spector situation.
No, I mean, I want three different ones. I want to have a beautiful wedding ceremony. Yeah. I'm putting a ring on one of their crazy, wild waving arms, while another one sucks me off as I just make a snuff empty film of shooting the other.
This is the happiest day of my life.
Yes, all of them should be the. I prepare a type 5 on Lost in Space.
Yeah. But this game doesn't have, you know, that little to do with Lost in Space.
Right.
So,
yeah. The setup for this is kind of nuts.
Tell me about the setup.
Yeah. Well, you play as somebody named Hal Bailman. Bail the Downy Hunter. So you're from planet Farmel, and apparently all these air fortresses are being taken over. It's crazy, but like what I love the way these look. Each of the air fortresses, quote unquote, looks like that cemetery from Futurama.
Oh yeah.
It's like the Sonic 3 floating island covered in a dome.
Yeah. Yeah, to keep the air in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not a fortress made of air. It's a fortress that contains air.
It's a fortress that is not exclusionary to the idea of air. Like, air can be here. You can breathe air if you bring it with you. You know, because there's no air even inside it. Because you float anti-gravity style. Well, you know, like you got like a, you thrust around.
Well, I mean, the space station has very little gravity, but there's air inside of it.
Well, there's very little air because you float. Yeah, I guess the air and gravity are not. You know, not the same thing.
Gary?
Science fact. Science fiction just becomes science fact. Air and gravity, not the same thing.
Everybody knows air and gravity are like oil and water.
Well, here's the thing about Hollywood media is that they always portray them in the same room.
Yeah.
But they're drawing the connection, not me.
Right, right.
Like, how often do you see air without gravity or vice versa? In gravity? I rest my case. They don't call it air.
What are we doing?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sleepy and sick. Yeah. Like, I'm losing my mind.
That's fine. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so this, as we alluded, this is two different yet related games. You have a side-scrolling shooter as you make your approach. Kind of like, it looks like you're bent over some kind of fuck apparatus.
Yeah.
It's like a fucksicle.
Yeah. Yeah, you're peddling the fucksicle.
Yeah.
Which is better than eating a pussy there? Fucksicle. Like, ding ding ice cream man's got the fucksicle. Like, he has a frozen treat. I want you to eat.
To help you beat the heat.
You're going to eat this frozen treat to beat the heat. It's the fucksicle.
I imagine those going over well at bachelorette parties.
Yeah.
Like a sexy ice cream.
Oh, just like
man.
Penis-shaped?
Yeah.
Like penis-shaped popsicles?
Yeah,
I'm sure such thing is extant.
Yeah, like penis-shaped, it's peach-flavored on the outside, so it's pink, and it's like a creamsicle.
Yeah, on the inside, it's full of, like, peach cream, orange, good, you know, stuffness. Yeah.
It could just be white. It can be vanilla.
Yeah. Fine.
Yeah, we don't have to gild the lily.
It sounds
here.
Delicious.
Like it does. like a peaches
sign
and
me
cream
up for a six pack of them shits. Like, yeah, it sounds good.
Man,
what if Cole? What if? All right. So, let's say that for the rest of your life.
Okay.
And here's just hypothetical. You can eat whatever you like with no negative impact on your body.
Okay.
Okay. So like you can just eat with impunity. You're not going to like get the farts. You're not going to, you know, gain a bunch of weight or anything.
Yeah.
But everything you eat is in the size and the shape of a penis.
That's fine.
I think it'd be fine too.
That's okay.
Like I think it would be eventually. I think it would be awesome. Like I wasn't trying to trick you into a gay panic. You know, response
right,
like
yeah.
It's just, you know, because even if you recognize that there's nothing wrong with fellatio, mm-hmm. It would still, you know, you'd still be having like business lunches and shit. Like, I mean, it would still cause complications.
Yeah, well, it caused complications. Like, but you would just have to explain it. Like, oh, you know, I cut this Roma woman off in traffic. Which again, doing that thing I do where I say the politically correct term while still implying invoking a curse.
Well, you were referencing thinner,
yep.
So it's okay. Like, which is like, I mean, you could reference a better Stephen King story, I'm sure. But like, it is, you know, you didn't come up with that trope,
right?
Yeah, but like it would be like you just explain it, and then like at some point, like, and if you could adding to the a wrinkle to it, like if you could never explain
cock
it,
wrinkle, okay,
yeah, cool. Yeah, it would be. I would eventually still probably be fine with it, and just that would be like a you know, eccentricity. I would be comfortable having, like, just like every restaurant just being like, well, can you, you know, pour this chicken into a mold that's shaped like this?
Oh,
here, I brought it with me, like.
You have to bring like a case. It's just a duffel
like a
bag.
Tin. Yeah. Just different sizes and shapes depending on the food.
See, I thought that this was some kind of like magical implementation. Like if I was trying to streamline this, like everything you pick up, like as soon as your body comes in contact with it and the cosmos recognizes that this is food meant for you. Mm-hmm. Then or even not even meant for you. Can you imagine being like, okay, it's your wedding night. Okay. The reception, they're cutting the cake and you have to do that cute.
Oh, you're shoving
your cake cock. Yes,
like so. Whoever,
yeah, like, whatever caterers to your body.
It's not like I haven't been married and did that. So it's not like, but I somehow my mind slipped on who you perform that ritual with at a wedding. Like, I don't know, is it the rings bearer? Like,
yeah.
I think it's the third mother-in-law.
It's just
on depending on the day of the week.
So much ceremony.
But if it was magical, that would be like, you'd be like a really fun King Midas. Like, if everyone in the world had a different King Midas power that like wouldn't kill them.
Yeah, like ultimately, you know, harmless King Midas power.
Yeah, or ultimately, like, it's not going to, like, you know, nobody actually turns things into gold that will make them billionaires and like ruin the economy. Like, mm-hmm. just everybody just has something crazy like that. That would be super fun.
Even if it was down to like your food just changes to a different color.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine that? Like, how many people would get jobs like in ketchup factories? Like, oh, we need green ketchup for the kids.
Just dipping their pinky on a regular basis into the vat.
Yep. Like, it's a living.
And then just, you know, scrubbing down their pinky and.
See, like, so anything like that, if it was ultimately harmless, I wouldn't matter. Like, it wouldn't matter if it was a penis because it would become a fact of life. It's like, oh yeah, okay, cool. And like, when somebody would comment on it and say, nah, you know what, I kind of stopped seeing it that way, and then you go about your life.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. Like, there's Gary, and like everything he eats is shaped like a dick. Like, that's cool. You know, everything I eat is you know, in noodle form.
Yeah.
Like, I touch milk and it becomes noodles. It's weird.
Milk noodles. It's like something it Charlie would eat.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad we got to the bottom of that.
That's cool. He has to eat everything through a straw.
Yeah.
But it immediately liquefies and resolidifies in his mouth. So he still has to chew. Like, he doesn't lose any of the sensation. He just can't use a fork or anything.
It just becomes granules as soon as it hits his tongue.
Yep.
Like beef granules.
Ugh. Beef sand.
It just becomes a standard meat sand in your throat. So speaking of meat sand, I bought this weird, I was drunk And I came home and I was out of peanut butter, and I stopped at New Seasons because I was like, oh, you know, this place, you know, it's fancy. Let's check out what's going on
here.
Is
New Seasons like some kind of fresh market?
Yeah. It's like the it's right under so it goes like Trader Joe's, New Seasons, and then like World Market.
Okay.
Or like, and the you know, those are, that's the hierarchy of fancy organic grocery stores. So it's pretty fancy. And on
more
sale,
like they whole paycheck, am I right? Continue.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Well, I mean, it's true. Like, it is too expensive to actually shop there.
Oh yeah.
They had this this thing called PB2. Have you ever heard of PB2?
Is it peanut butter squared?
Yeah, it's granulated peanut butter powder that you add water to create peanut butter.
Oh, it's like astronaut peanut butter.
Yeah, yeah, it's like astronaut peanut butter. So like pretty like drunk, and it looks like it comes in a container just like Kraft powdered Parmesan cheese.
Oh,
like it's
shaky
exactly
cheese,
like
yeah.
that except for peanut butter. And like I was just like, this would be fun, you know, and got it and, you know, stumbled home. And then this makes me sound like a real alcoholic. I didn't stumble home. I was fine. I was just like, my judgment was mildly impaired. Like,
right.
You like solids, Gary. Like you want to eat a peanut butter that has a creamy or crunchy texture, and there's no need for like what's behind the box number three. Like,
yeah.
You know, peanut butter is solved. Creamy and crunchy about yeah. covers it. Like, you don't need Dusty.
Yeah. You know what I want? I want some peanut butter that when I go to like spoon it into my mouth, I can actually sneeze and blow it across a room.
That's what happens with this stuff. Like it does get like up in your nasal cavity if you just try to eat it.
It's like eating Fun Dip.
Yeah, it's exactly, except it turns into peanut butter when it touches your mouth while simultaneously like drying out your entire mouth. It's really crazy. Like it you just have this stuff, and I was just like, I'm going to try a spoonful of this stuff.
Yeah.
And you do it, and it's just like, it looks like powder. You put it in your mouth, it immediately becomes peanut butter, and you're the thirstiest you've ever been in your life. But then you have this wad of peanut butter in your mouth that you can't really do anything about. It doesn't work.
But then it turns into like why you can't throw rice at weddings, because you take a drink of water, then all of a sudden it just expands your throat.
Yeah,
and you ever try giving CPR to somebody who choked on peanut butter? Can't be done.
It just like bubbles up like the bog of eternal stench and labyrinth.
Yep.
Like just those like the rectums that float in the middle of the water that just kind of bubble up peanut butter.
What happened to Gary? Oh, I'm sorry. All of his sinuses were filled with peanut butter.
Yeah, too much PB2 poisoning. He's got P-Lung.
He's got the P-Lung.
But the secret of this stuff is you sprinkle it over ice cream.
Yeah, I was actually going to also propose putting it in like a smoothie or something like
that. Yeah, it'd be amazing there. Like, I have special prescription ice cream I can eat, and it's not very good because it has no sugar in it, or right. You know, has, you know, thousands of sugar additives that just give you the farts. But if you put this peanut butter stuff over it, it actually is pretty good.
Gary, I know I said Fun Dip earlier. Paleo Fun Dip. You take some jerky, you lick it, you stick it into the powder, you put it in your mouth. That is
an idea. That is
how you backed off of good idea at the last minute.
Yeah, that qualifies as a sentence.
Better.
I'm just trying to think of like, I wouldn't do it with peanut butter though. Like, I was trying to think of what is a powdered, like just peanuts might work. Like, cause it'd be like a Thai kind of thing. Like a, you know, like beef strips dipped in like peanut, like Thai peanut.
Okay.
That'd be good.
Like a Thai peanut sauce.
Yeah. But like a granulated.
Yeah.
Kind. Like it could just be peanut, and you lick the beef jerky and then dip it in the thing. Like, I think that would kind of work.
You just take out your mortar and pestle, crunch up a bunch of peanuts.
Yeah. I you could also just dip it into that beef jerky snuff, like that powder.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Those little cans.
Yeah. What you would get when you were a little kid and put it in your back pocket so you get a dip ring.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you wanted a dip ring for some reason. I did it too. Like, I used to eat that weird powdered meat.
Yeah.
Repulsive.
Yeah. Riding your bike down to the gas station, down to the Duke and Duchess to get your big league chew and your beef jerky in a dip can.
Yeah. Yep. Ugh.
And your Sonic comics published by Archie. That's Cole's childhood.
Yep. Dip. Snuff. Sonic. The Cole Ross story.
Skull Snuff Sonic. Yeah. You have to go with the alliteration.
Oh, skull. Yeah. Ugh. Even that name is gross.
Yep.
When I worked at a convenience store, they used to always have like all their different brands and they'd be advertising them. And it was just like, you know, Winter Breeze and like, you know, like Christmas refreshment. Like they're always like,
Christmas. Like, it's Christmas.
Cold shower.
It's, like, it's eggnog flavored. Oh.
Like they were just like they're always like trying to be really refreshing in the way that like taking a wad of tobacco and tucking it under your lip, mm-hmm. like there's no way that's refreshing.
No, it's not.
Like, and then you're just spitting out brown grease for the rest of your day, like
for the next 15 to 20 minutes.
Yeah. You know, and then you just take another
I want to be dizzy and kind of nauseous and also spit into a repulsive bottle for the next half hour. Okay, cool. You there?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
I did that for three years, and then I stopped.
Yeah, it's gross. I think that we actually did lose each other for a little while. I think you should keep it in the recording, though, because the timing was really weird.
It was.
Like, yeah. Huh. Yeah, no, I'm not saying this. I know that you did that. I'm not saying this to beat you up.
No,
like,
no.
It's disgusting. It's not. Yeah,
that's why I stopped 5 years ago. Like,
yeah, it is a gross habit.
Yeah.
But I was just talking about like eating powdered peanut butter right out of the jar, which is like also, you know, it's maybe not as harmful or disgusting, but pretty disgusting.
Yeah. One is less likely to force doctors to take part of your jaw out of your face. Yeah,
that's true. You're less likely to end up on a poster in a high school wall.
Yeah.
Like
you're less likely to like be an example for younger family members.
Even though, if you did end up as a poster because of your PB2 things, it could be like, you know, like the peanut butter hallway, and it'd just be like, you're like George Washington Carver, like Mr. Peanut, and then you as like this hall of heroes.
As the inventor or the first person to die using
to die
it?
From it, yes.
Okay, cool. Like,
don't go down that hallway.
Yeah, well, there's a dark side of history. And, you know, if we don't acknowledge it, then we failed.
Yeah, and you can pretty much choke on anything.
Oh yeah, I mean you can drown in a tablespoon of water, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So especially if you're a baby. So
why is that funny?
Well, I don't know because babies are stupid. Yeah, and drown babies a lot. Are stupid because they drown like crazy.
Let's see here. Babies are stupid. Holly weird.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. The all kinds of. We're gonna start a blog. Yeah. You know what? I don't get babies.
Gary,
also, how would you name your baby something regular like John, not like Apple or Crunch or whatever, like those celebrity Hollywoods?
Gary,
name there.
You know what you're pitching, right? Like Andy Rooney's segment on 60 Minutes. like that's all that this is.
At the end of every abject suffering, it's like now.
Like, that's just one thing I don't understand. Okay, that's Columbo. Shit.
Those things are so hard to watch, those Andy Rooney segments. Like, if you've ever watched them, like, they're just very, like, oh, you ridiculous asshole.
One of my favorite games to play, there's a YouTube channel called the Andy Rooney Game, which takes the first sentence and the last sentence of an Andy Rooney bit and cuts them immediately together.
And then you have to guess what the middle is?
Yep.
That's really fun. Like, that sounds great.
You know what I don't understand? Shoes.
Yeah,
and that's why coffee's too expensive. Good night.
Oh, it was NAFTA. I didn't. What's this about?
Oh man. So, my problem with these side-scrolling sections is that there are no enemies. Like Gradius and Life Force exist.
Yeah, they're shooting games.
Yeah,
it's a whole genre. This is just like a void. The actual ground while trying to suss it out from the background and collecting fuel for the second part. Like the idea of like doing two stages, like you set yourself up for success in the second part.
Yeah.
By doing well in the first part is cool. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing to do in the first part. And then the second part, the degree of success in the first part doesn't seem to impact it very much.
Yeah.
How well you do in the second.
No. I mean, like the big like constricting factor for me was the bombs. Because like, you know, you're trying to get to these power cores and like starting with the second one, if you don't have at least one bomb, you have to fire hundreds of regular shots into it.
Yep.
Also, I like that because it's zero gravity, your guns, like you observe the third law of Newtonian physics. When you fire your gun, you go backwards.
Yeah. Yeah. The speed run for this. Like the tool assisted, like seven or it's more than that. It's like, yeah, it's pretty quick. But like that's what they do is you constantly shoot in the direct, you know, in the opposite direction where you want to go faster.
Yeah.
When I was young, I always thought it'd be cool if Cyclops did that. But in real life, that would break his neck. Like I had this vision of like Cyclops falling and then like shooting down to like slow his descent, mm-hmm. and not realizing like, oh, that would be essentially just like his eyes falling on a pole. Like, like if his eyes just fell on two twin poles,
just Cyclops decapitates him. That's all.
Yeah. Or just like, you know, destroys his eyes. Like, yeah. I mean, they're X-Men. So like, you know, the laws of physics don't apply, but like the rally would just rip. And the same thing with, like bionic arms.
Yeah.
So it's like how heavy is a bionic arm that like your shoulder moorings can hold it?
Yep.
Yeah. You know, how does Cable get away with that shit? Like
it goes to lift like a collapsed building off of somebody, his arms just fall off.
Yeah. Just like, or his arm just falls off because it's like 300 pounds being held on by his shoulder.
Yeah. Like eventually that metal has to touch meat. Like,
yeah.
And that's why Wolverine is the most plausible.
Yeah, weirdly enough, even though it doesn't seem like his skeleton could also fall out too, which I've thought about, like, how do, is his skeleton heavy enough that his bones and muscles, like, it's just put anytime it's always being pulled by gravity. He is really heavy. That's been shown.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of how that doesn't just kind of like fall through, like his skeleton just doesn't fall out, slicing him to ribbons.
I like how you were just like a couple of sentences away from citing that. Like in issue 433 of The Astonishing X-Men, Cole, Joss Whedon didn't write The Astonishing X-Men for 433 issues.
Mm. Yeah, it becomes Daniel Way and it loses its focus. But like, and also like, I would love it if there was an issue of X-Men which is like, you know, in this issue, Storm takes Jubilee shopping, Wolverine's skeleton falls out, and Cameron Hodge is showing off panel plotting. Have you man, I'm all over the place. I had to get coffee before we do our next episode.
Don't worry.
Have you watched the YouTubes, the previously on X-Men YouTubes?
No.
Oh, cool. They're real good. Like it's just a guy, it just starts out, you know, previously on X-Men. And it's from the cartoon. And even if you don't have a history with the cartoon,
I do.
It's like a 20 minute supercut of just like the like really weird out of context moments or really bad animation stuff from the cartoon. It's so good. Like a lot of like, you know, like I recognize the episode it came from and it was fine. But then like if you just see a picture and it's just Gambit storming out of the room like, nobody gonna get lunch till I do, Sherry. Like, and then there's a Morlock Christmas episode, which I'd seen before, where all they go down to the Morlock caves to have Christmas with them, and the guy who can morph turns into the table for them to eat on, which is super sad. And he just does it in one motion, like on the table. Everybody just sits down at their friend to eat off of him. Like it's really weird.
That's some weird BDSM shit. You will be my table for dinner tonight. It's super slave.
Weird. Yeah, he's so cheerful about it.
Yeah. Why is Gambit rock hard?
Yeah. Now we're talking.
Oh, man, I really don't like Gambit already. I'm pretty upset that they're going to make me look at Tatum Channing anymore.
Oh, yeah.
I can't look at that man.
He's it's like looking at directly into an eclipse.
Yeah.
Beauty. Gambit was my guy like when I was young. I'm sure we talked about that before.
Yeah, yeah.
Like when I was, you know, younger and kind of dumber. So I'm actually like, there are probably good stories to be told with Gambit.
I'm sure.
I can't think of any of them off the top of my head, but like, it's probably possible.
Yeah.
So, you know, 90s X-Men.
Yeah. I was one of those weird kids who liked Iceman a lot.
Iceman's cool.
Yeah.
Like, he's really interesting X-Man. Even though, like, I think we both just landed on Nightcrawler eventually and, like, just never moved. Like, yeah. Like, once you get to Nightcrawler, it's like how, like, with favorite Simpsons characters.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you're young, like it's like everyone's like, yay, Bart. And then you're like, you know, lol, Ralph Wiggum,
yep.
You know, and then eventually you land on like Milhouse or something like that, you know,
which like in every case, the one that attracts me the most is the one who's most insecure.
Yeah. Yeah. But also like just they get so much out of that.
Yeah.
Like Milhouse is so good. The episode where Bart sells his soul. So good.
I was thinking about that, like how you would work in Pog form into something. But yeah. Oh, well, is there anything more to say about this game? Like,
mildly ambitious and average effort from HAL Laboratories.
So the thing about this is that, like, it feels like a game from much earlier in the NES's lifespan, doesn't it?
Well, it was in Japan. It's like 1987.
Oh.
So that's fairly early. Like, not super early, but, like, not... Like, it felt contemporaneous to me.
Yeah.
1987.
Huh.
So.
Yeah, so. Yeah. That was my only point.
The weirdest thing about this is that HAL, you know, the people who made Kirby, like, those are really good games.
Mm-hmm.
HAL's made, you know, some really great games. Mm-hmm. Also made Ghostbusters 2, which I'm surprised we haven't had that foisted upon us, because it's a real contender for the worst Nintendo game I've ever played. I don't know if you ever played the Ghostbusters 2 Nintendo game, but it's really bad. It's like X-Men bad.
I played the first one. The first one's kind of cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I like the old Ghostbusters. Like, that's kind of cool. Like, it's weird because it's like half business sim, mm-hmm. you know, and that's why it's kind of fun. But like Ghostbusters 2, man, like you walk right to left where B is jump and A is shoot. Like, I'm not kidding. Like,
up is down, level. Left is right. Cats and dogs sleeping together.
And you
somebody cross the streams, Gary.
I wish. Like, you cross them and undo this. And you shoot these, like, you have this, like, thing that shoots wads of slime at things. But there's a little rat or a little spider chasing you that acts as a time limit. Like, you can't stop because a spider is chasing you who jumps when you jump. Like,
well, that's
if it comes
a slice
up behind
of
you and you jump, the spider jumps and keeps height with you to hit you in the back.
Yeah.
It's so bad. Like, it's really ridiculous.
Yeah, you're not pursued by spiders on a daily basis.
Huh? I presume that I am pursued by invisible and tangible spiders at all times.
Yeah, that are on my skin. Get them off.
Yeah, like everywhere. Like, I can't feel them. I just know they're there.
Hmm. Yeah, no. you're making me go to check out the forum to see if they're actually, if anybody has suggested that.
Because if somebody suggested Ghostbusters 1, like, mm-hmm. we just talk about Ghostbusters for a half hour.
Oh, yeah.
This is a kind of a bad game at the end, but the beginning of it's kind of neat. Mm-hmm. Ghostbusters 2, man, that's a real act of violence, though. And I'm like I am a Ghostbusters 2 movie apologist. Like, mm-hmm. I kind of like the second Ghostbusters movie. This is a bad game, though. Made by HAL, which is a bummer.
Yes, it has been suggested. Only once, okay. though.
Interesting.
Eric Hyde suggested it, saying, once again, I know Gary hates it.
Oh. So. Yeah, this is proving you right. Like, yeah, going on about this.
I guess we're going to have to take control.
Yeah. It's a good song.
It is. I get that stuck in my head.
Yeah.
A lot. Too hot to handle, too cold to hold. Yep. Peanut butter's powder will never grow old.
Have you ever like looked in the mirror and late at night with like without your shirt on, I don't know, like shaving your head and slowly mouth, too hot to handle, too cold to hold.
take the mirror and the shaving out, replace it with in the dark cleaning the parts of my gun meticulously.
Too cold to hold. Now I'm in control.
Anyway, this was suggested to us by Sean Franson.
He says, it's the Franson from Branson. Sean Franson from Portland Retro Gaming Expo and came to our meetup.
Yeah.
He's a nice dude.
Oh, was he the X-Men guy?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. This is another guy, but
I'm sorry, yeah, I don't Sean. Remember you, Sean.
No, it's okay. I'll remember Sean for the both of us. Yeah. Sean's a nice guy.
Cool. Well, thank you, Sean. You suggested a mild, inoffensive game that I think we got a little bit of mileage off of.
Did he write anything about it? Like, I wonder if he had a worse experience with this than we did.
He said, "Preserve judgment until after the second stage." I made a point to play through the third, and I didn't notice anything too terribly different about it. So I'm sorry, Sean. I didn't see what you were pointing at.
It gets hard.
Oh yeah,
like it gets harder, and I think maybe that's what he's talking about, because it does get kind of frustrating and like it did kind of Meat Boy-ish, mm-hmm. you know. But yeah, it didn't end up getting egregious to me.
Yeah.
That's okay.
This is a weird game where you have to press up to jump.
Yeah.
Don't do
that. I didn't know that you could do that. I thought that you had... It's because you can go... Because you can hover.
Yep.
Like, I thought... when I first got into the Air Fortress and I just fell, I was like, oh, this is kind of weird. There's like no... There's no vertical. Like,
it's
I just
a precursor to Captain Toad.
Fall. Yeah. But then I pressed up. Hmm. And I was like, oh, okay. I can just unlimitedly fly.
Yeah.
Great. So, yeah, so thanks, Sean. Not go team. Thanks everybody for suggesting things. Mm-hmm. You can head on over to iTunes and rate and review the show. Mm-hmm. You can head on over to patreon.com/duckfeedtv and throw us a couple bucks if you like. We don't talk about it, or we haven't talked about it in a while, but the reason why the show is weekly is because of that. This used to only come out every 2 weeks.
Yeah, imagine
that. Can you imagine what your life was like?
I don't want to live in that world.
Yeah, me either.
Anymore, I left that world behind. You can't take me back.
Yeah, exactly. So that's all thanks to the Patreon campaign.
Yeah. If you would like to suggest games, we have lots, but it is random. So if you suggest one tomorrow, it may, you know, end up on the next crop. Who knows? But that is at duckfeed.tv/abjectsuffering. We have redesigned the page in order to make it so you don't have to refresh every time. It's just a little button that does a little light box pop out, and it should work for you. So
yeah, Cole redesigned the page. I had nothing to do with it. So all thanks for that goes to Cole.
Yeah.
I just sat back and supervised.
Yeah. Can you bump that a couple pixels over?
Yeah.
All caps, huh? That's a weird choice.
You're doing it. You're doing it. Go, you're doing it.
Yeah, I did. I completed a sentence.
Suggest more stuff. Yeah. And until next time, watch out for
bionic arms.
Bionic arms. There we go.